Is it possible if we can look in maybe if the threshold was low, if there's a benefit if we're to lower that threshold, maybe a 1800?
That's how we came up with the program in the first place. We were looking at homes below that. The numbers of those that we were getting in the city of Bryan was, I think, even more than College Station. And then also the numbers above that, we were already getting the majority of those. The homes that we were missing were those in between, which we call the move-up homes. So that's where we noticed people were moving out of the 1900 square foot homes and moving out of the area. And we wanted to try to put something into place to see if we can entice those people to stay in the area. And of course, that's certainly not the only reason, but there was a, I know the first year there was a very large spike in the number of homes in that category that were built in Bryan. I'd be anxious to see what happened in the second year.
I know I have just a little bit of information. I want to say this last year it's up 38%.
Yeah, I was going to say about 40. Yeah.
Well, let me also reinforce Councilman Pena's concern that we lower it to perhaps a 1,800 square foot home. That there may be a need in the future for that size house.
And we're actually working on those programs, not necessarily on a home by home basis, but for an entire subdivision.
Yes. And so, yes, it definitely facilitates something like that.
Yes.
And so there is a need, and so we should probably consider
so
that.
So what we try to do is look at needs and figure out what it kind of is, whenever what can you do to solve the need. In some cases, we address that at the subdivision level. In other cases, we address it at the homeowner level. So whatever we can do that'll work. So far, it's worked.